The conclusion of Unseen Tragic Garlic Taco, Act 8, Police Intervention. The cops surrounded the parking lot. Attention-hungry residents flooded out to report what they had seen. I stayed in my van and hoped no one would see me, or if they did, that they would just let me be. They stormed up to the trailer. I noticed that the two famous police officers, Pork Morgan and Bacon Calhoun, were among the cops. The famous pair approached the bashed-in doorway of the trailer with their guns thrust dramatically in front of them. A couple cameramen for Cops Live on the Scene followed behind. From inside came the sound of violent thrashings, and the cops dragged the retarded kid out, threw him on the lawn, and cuffed him, while one cop kept a foot firmly on his neck in a painful stress position. Fuck, I thought. God damn it. Truly, if I had obtained godhood at that moment, I would smash through my van and be an avenging deity, tearing the cops apart, and then destroying the engine revvers and all of their machines without pause or mercy. They forced the retarded and lost soul into their squad car with relentless roughness. The boy caught his nose on the door as they threw him in, and blood was flowing now. They hammed it up in front of their squad car, making calls, posing their standard tough guy poses. I truly hate them and I want to see them die. The ambulance attendants high-fived Morgan and Calhoun as they made their way in to carry the redneck bastards out in stretchers. The first one they bring out has a blanket over what appears to be a bad chest wound. There is a mask over his face and he is so very pale. The next one they bring in had the sheet over his face. Dead asshole. Then came another stretcher. This one with a young man with a mask over his face, giving him oxygen, probably. The end.